Haunting music making there. That's the Cantorial Dance from the Suite Hebraique by Cyril Irving Glick. James Campbell on the clarinet, Valerie Tryon on the piano. And here we enter the incredible world of clarinet wizardry. I'm very honored to welcome to our show an internationally acclaimed clarinetist, David Krakauer, and also a cellist, a wonderful, brilliant cellist, Aaron Zelkovich. Welcome to the Classical Jukebox.
Thank you, Daniel. Great to be with you.
Wonderful to have you both on our jukebox today. There's a special event coming up tomorrow at Trinity St. Paul's United Church, and it features some exquisite Jewish-themed classical music, post-World War I vibes and interwar era, following the footsteps of the Zimro Ensemble. All right, let's unravel everything we're dealing with, everything we're going to hear at the concert tomorrow. Maybe, David, we'll start with you. You have been playing all over the world with a myriad of styles. I mean, you feel comfortable in so many different styles, blending traditional klezmer music with contemporary genres, jazz, rock, even hip-hop. Tell us a little bit about your background and how this idea came about for tomorrow's concert.
I began in classical music, but also with jazz. To give you just a sort of thumbnail sketch, in my 20s, I abandoned jazz because I felt I couldn't find my own original voice, but then started discovering the music of my cultural heritage, Eastern European Jewish klezmer. Then I began to work with a band called the Klezmatics. Mid-90s, I formed my own band. I recorded with the Kronos Quartet, The Dreams and Prayers of Isaac the Blind. And now I'm a band leader and soloist with this genre. I wrote my own clarinet concerto along with Kathleen Tagg. So, you know, I've been doing a lot of different crazy projects, but kind of with klezmer music as a sort of a kernel of Eastern European Jewish music, my roots music, cultural heritage music. Mm-hmm. And then, interestingly, this ensemble that played this big concert in 1919 at Carnegie Hall, one of the leaders of that was my teacher's teacher, clarinetist Simeon Bellison.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. So my connection to Jewish music almost came full circle with doing this Zimro project. But I think Aaron can hear more specifically about the birth of the project and, you know.
Yeah, Zimro, that rings a bell in the Jewish world, of course. Simeon, who toured all the Jewish communities throughout Eastern Europe, the Far East, far-flung corners of the world, and then bringing that unique sound to the U.S. So what a full circle for you to work right from the source there. Thank you, David, for your beautiful introduction. Let's head over to Aaron and find out a little bit more about this concert, which is not to be missed. It's toured all over the world, and it's recreating the music of the famed Zimro Ensemble, a sextet of Russian Jewish virtuosi who brought that unique sound to Carnegie Hall, as David mentioned. But tell us a little bit about what we can expect tomorrow at the event.
Well, this program is a recreation of a concert that David and I did together about 5 years ago. And the occasion of that program was the centenary. It was nearly to the day, 100 years after the original Zimro sextet played this concert in Carnegie Hall. It was sold out, if you can believe it. Not only a chamber music concert, but a concert of chamber music based on Jewish themes that sold out Carnegie Hall. They were promoted by Saul Hurok, who was just starting out his career.
Oh, yeah. Major manager. Yeah.
Yeah. Went on to produce Archer Rubinstein.
Yeah.
So in 2019, we did a concert in Pittsburgh where I was the director of the Pittsburgh Jewish Music Festival, where every year curate programs based on certain themes. So that year, the theme was to honor this anniversary, and then we took the program all. So most of the program, not all of it, is largely the same works that the Zimro Ensemble did on tour.
Wow. Recreating that spectacular occasion, yes.
Yeah. And they started out in Petersburg, and I should say they themselves, they weren't born out of nowhere. There was this nationalist movement of composers who were encouraged by others. You know, Jews at the time were not really considered Russian, per se. They were encouraged to explore their own folk music, and their teachers such as Rimsky-Korsakov and Glazunov at the St. Petersburg Conservatory and they formed the St. Petersburg Society for Jewish Folk Music, and there was a Moscow offshoot, and eventually there were publishing companies in Germany. And so this existed for about 10 years from 1908 until 19, or roughly one decade thereabout. And the Russian Revolution put a little bit of a crimp in that. But there was about 80 works published by the society, and then a lot of these composers just went on to call upon their Jewish heritage, just as Dvorak did with Czech music or Béla Bartók did with Hungarian music. And they were really keen to make it authentic. They would even sometimes quote the tune at the top of the score just to show everyone, see, this is actually authentic. And there was a lot of quibbles even within and among these composers as to what that meant. Did it mean liturgical synagogue music, Hebraic sources? Did it mean klezmer, Eastern European? So that inspired my whole festival, and it certainly inspired this sextet to take this music. And, you know, before the internet, before radio broadcasts, they were the ambassadors for this genre.
Incredible. The story goes, of course, many, many centuries back, originating in the shtetls, the small Jewish towns of Eastern Europe. Already in the 15th century, some of this music was played in weddings, celebrations. And as you mentioned, it's so diverse. As we heard in that cantorial dance by Glick, there's that expressive voice-like quality that the clarinet exhibits, right up to this more joyous old Toronto klezmer suite, that klezmer quality, dance-like quality infused in the music. Tell us a little bit about the repertoire itself that we'll be hearing. You mentioned that you are recreating music that was played over 100 years ago at the original event by the Zimro Ensemble. And the big link there was the Sergei Prokofiev. The overture on Hebrew themes was performed by them for the first time. What else are you including in the program?
We're going to open the concert with a suite of Jewish sketches. He wrote two of these works, the Threeman Movement work, and it really strikes a balance between a really beautifully crafted quintet for string quartet and clarinet in the classical vein, but it really is unmistakably klezmer infused at the same time. And that's a wonderful little opener. And we had to do a lot of research as to exactly what repertoire the Zimro did on these different programs. They changed it up, but they definitely played one or two of these sketches on their tour. And then we're going to do a piece called Danse Hébraïque by a composer named Kaplan. There is so little known about this composer that we don't even know what his first name is, let alone when he lived. But we do know that he wrote at least two works, because the St. Petersburg Society published another piece with harmonium and harp, of all things, and I've even recorded that. That piece was so popular, obviously, among the Zimro musicians that they played on nearly every single one of their concerts were. As you're getting an idea, perhaps, the sextet, they broke up into smaller ensembles to show off, you know, show off their violist or show off their cellist or their pianist. So we have a couple cello pieces, Elie Zion for cello and piano by Leo Zeitlin, of whom nothing was really known about for decades after he passed away at an early age when he immigrated to New York. But some research has come to light in recent years, and I'll be telling that story. Freyla, or a dance by Joachim Kuczewski, who was Ukrainian like many of these other composers, but then lived the last four decades of his life in Israel, composing and promoting Jewish music and Israeli music. And he was sort of like a guru for Israeli composers.
Yeah. Absolutely fascinating, Aaron. We could go on here, and I know you're dedicating the other part of your program as well to the last half century. Also, Cyril Irving Glick, who we absolutely cherish here in Toronto. We're going to finish off the interview with the old Toronto Klezmer Suite, the Kensington Market. That's Angel Dubois and La Pietà. Just a few final words, David. Could you tell us a little bit about klezmer itself and its reception? It has absorbed so many influences from various cultures around the world, Romanian, Greek, Turkish, even American jazz. I know you embrace these diverse influences. Tell us about the reception you're getting today with a Jewish and a non-Jewish public that comes to your concerts.
People love it. It's uplifting. It's joyous. It's intense. At the same time that it's joyous, it's also deep and emotional. So, you know, it's not like woohoo, hoop-de-doo. You know, it's got a lot of emotion to it.
Emotional depth, yes.
And I think that is what people respond to.
Right.
So whether I play traditional music or whether, you know, you had mentioned before, you know, mixing it with hip hop, with Canada's own so-called, and just doing all kinds of different things, and with funk, with the funk legend Fred Wesley, but bringing the joy of this music together with other genres as a kind of an open door policy, a kind of a music about humanity and our shared humanity. I think that's important these days.
Absolutely. Thank you, David. That's just so inspiring. I wish you and your sextet of virtuosi tomorrow. Very memorable event here in Toronto and a big crowd there tomorrow. It is taking place Thursday, August 29th. That's tomorrow, 7:30 p.m. at Trinity St. Paul's United Church. That's 427 Bloor Street West in Toronto. You can also find out more about David at davidkrakauer.com and aaronzelkovich.com. Also, their respective websites have more information on their bios and the upcoming event. So do come and visit. It will be a very unique spiritual atmosphere that will resonate deeply in the footsteps of the Zimro Ensemble, a story of the early 20th century immigrant experience. Thank you, David. Thank you, Aaron. Good luck tomorrow.
Thank you so much, Daniel.
Cheers. Have a great afternoon to both. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.